Welcome to the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, October 29th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of real estate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Beeline Holdings BLN CEO highlights blockchain home equity platform launch in Benzinga interview. Beeline Holdings CEO and co-founder Nick Luza recently discussed the launch of Beeline Equity, the nation's first blockchain-powered home equity platform, in an exclusive interview with Benzinga. The platform allows homeowners to sell fractional equity in their properties without taking on debt or monthly payments, with each transaction tokenized on blockchain. Beeline closed 5 equity transactions last week, with 25 more expected within 45 days, and 2026 applications already being accepted. The company plans to expand nationwide as interest rate cuts improve housing affordability, creating tailwinds for the digital mortgage sector. Beeline Holdings is a mortgage fintech company based in Providence, Rhode Island, providing a faster, smarter path to home loans through its fully digital, AI-powered platform. Tax Appeal launches to modernize property tax appeal management. Tax Appeal Plus, the first purpose-built software for high-volume property tax professionals, has launched publicly to help firms simplify and scale their operations. Created by Eric Wind, the former president of GeoData Plus, Tax Appeal Plus has powered firms handling hundreds to thousands of property tax appeals annually for nearly 2 decades. The platform streamlines the entire appeals process, from intake to invoicing, eliminating the need for spreadsheets and ad hoc systems. Testimonials from industry leaders like Adam Heller and Marcia Held highlight the transformative impact of Tax Appeal Plus on their businesses. To schedule a personalized demo, visit the official website. Tax Appeal Plus is revolutionizing property tax appeal management for firms across the United States. Fidelity Bancorp Funding secures $300 million investment commitment from TCW, expanding lending capacity to $600 million. Fidelity Bancorp Funding has secured a $300 million investment commitment from TCW, increasing its lending capacity to $600 million. This capital infusion allows FBF to better serve private real estate investors in the current credit environment. CEO David Frosch stated that the new capital will enable FBF to provide strong returns to investors while supporting borrowers. TCW's president, Charlie Wu, expressed pride in the partnership, emphasizing the attractive market conditions. TCW's managing director, Max Scher, highlighted FBF's disciplined underwriting and expertise in real estate. This collaboration reflects the growing demand for high-quality private credit strategies. FBF, based in Costa Mesa, specializes in first-lien bridge loans secured by real estate, while TCW manages over $205 billion in assets across various investment vehicles.
Deutsche Konsum REIT AG announces extraordinary general meeting on the 4th of December 2025. Deutsche Konsum REIT AG will hold an extraordinary general meeting on 4th of December 2025 in Berlin. Shareholders will vote on the restructuring capital increase, a key part of the restructuring plan developed with FTI Andersch AG. The capital increase will involve a cash and contribution in kind component with subscription rights. BaFin has granted an exemption from the mandatory takeover offer requirement if VBL or its affiliates gain control through the restructuring. Deutsche Konsum REIT AG focuses on German retail properties for everyday goods. The company's shares are listed on the Prime Standard of the Deutsche Börse and on the JSE by way of a secondary listing. Newmark Merrill Companies sells Rialto Village in Rialto, California, to Langdon Street Capital. Newmark Merrill Companies has sold Rialto Village in Rialto, California, to Langdon Street Capital. The 92,000-square-foot shopping center, anchored by Sprouts, was 100% leased during the COVID-19 pandemic. Newmark Merrill will continue to manage the property for the buyer. Located in a rapidly growing area, Rialto Village includes tenants like Burlington, Ulta Beauty, and In-N-Out. Langdon Street Capital's president, Adam Daneshgar, expressed confidence in the Rialto submarket and praised the property as a community-driven retail destination. The transaction was facilitated by Riza Investment Group. Sandy Siegel, president of Newmark Merrill Companies, highlighted the success of Rialto Village and the company's commitment to creating vibrant retail spaces. Langdon Street Capital, with a portfolio exceeding $600 million, focuses on multifamily, retail, and mixed-use properties.
Priority Capital Advisory announces $28 million loan for the development of a 92-unit apartment project in West Los Angeles. Priority Capital Advisory has arranged a $28 million loan for CityPads to develop a 92-unit apartment project in West Los Angeles. The property, located at 893 White 945 Helms Place, will offer a mix of studio, one-bedroom, and three-bedroom units at affordable prices. Amenities will include co-working space, private patios, on-site parking, and a roof deck with panoramic views. The project is set to address the need for affordable and market-rate housing in the area, with completion expected by late 2026. CityPads is also planning a 144-unit project nearby and has more developments in the pipeline for West Los Angeles and beyond.
Biomed News Breaks Beeline Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ BLNE, CEO highlights blockchain home equity platform launch in exclusive Benzinga interview. Beeline Holds, Inc., BLNE CEO Nick Luza shared insights on the company's growth and industry outlook in an exclusive interview with Benzinga. Following the launch of Beeline Equity, the first blockchain-powered home equity platform in the nation, homeowners can now sell fractional equity without debt or monthly payments. 5 equity transactions closed last week, with 25 more expected in 45 days. Beeline is already receiving 2026 applications due to high demand. The company plans to expand nationwide as interest rate cuts boost housing affordability, benefiting the digital mortgage sector. Beeline Holdings is a mortgage fintech company based in Providence, Rhode Island, offering a faster, smarter path to home loans through its AI-powered platform. Crypto news breaks. Beeline Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ BLNE CEO highlights blockchain home equity platform launch in exclusive Benzinga interview. Beeline Holdings CEO and co-founder Nick Luza discussed the launch of Beeline Equity, the first blockchain-powered home equity platform, in an exclusive interview with Benzinga. The platform allows homeowners to sell fractional equity in their properties without debt or monthly payments, with each transaction tokenized on blockchain. Beeline closed 5 equity transactions last week, expects 25 more in 45 days, and is already taking 2026 applications. The company plans to scale nationwide with anticipated interest rate cuts, improving housing affordability, and creating tailwinds for the digital mortgage sector.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.